eligibility, we need to think about it because we don't have a universal health benefit in the United States. So someone's going to have to be eligible for one of these programs, but it's not something you're going to have to help someone become eligible for. They'll come to you with a card, and the card will say New York Medical Assistance, Medicare. It will be the card that we may have from our insurer. It's very typical that the suppliers of equipment will ask you to make a photocopy of that card front and back to attach to your report when you submit it as part of your documentation. So again, it's not something that you'll have to establish. It simply is something that you'll have to ask about in the course of conducting your interview with your client or his family. The programs themselves have different focuses in terms of populations that they're intended to serve. Medicaid is a program that serves the poor and the disabled. Medicare was created at the same time in 1965, but it was designed to serve a different population, people who are elderly, people who are 65 or older. And the reason that Medicare focused on that group was the expectation that at age 65, people would retire. Employment-based health benefits that they received would cease upon their retirement. Though some people had health benefits as part of a pension, many didn't. So Medicare was created to extend the opportunity for health care coverage to that population. Medicaid, created at the same time, was for people who didn't work. They were poor. They wouldn't have access to health care through employment. They were disabled, same problem. And then because of their poverty, they wouldn't be able to go out and buy insurance in the commercial market. TRICARE is a special program for military personnel and their dependents, and people who have retired. They've worked 20 years as a soldier on active duty, and then they retire rather than becoming a veteran by being discharged or becoming injured. They've worked through, the military's been their career, and they retire, and health benefits are extended to them as well as to their dependents. It used to be called the CHAMPIS program. It's now called TRICARE. And then for insurance, people still get insurance primarily as an employment benefit. It also is possible to purchase insurance commercially just as an individual in the community. And there are two ways in which insurance is administered. One is through a policy, and the other is through a health benefits plan. And the legal issues related to them are different, but the scope of coverage and the way in which they operate tend to be the same. Let me digress for a second, having said, mentioned the word legal for in the course of the presentation. The purpose of this presentation, to talk about funding, is not to translate legal concepts for speech-language pathologists. It's the reverse. It's to have you understand speech-language pathology principles, how they apply in a legal context. So I'm not trying to teach you something that I know. I'm trying to reinforce something that you know and organize it in a way that it'll pass a screening that has a legal framework, all right? Funding programs are legally based. You know, these Medicaid, Medicare, TRICARE insurance are governed by laws, either at the federal level or the state level. But what you do is clinical based. Funding isn't requiring a speech language pathologist to become an attorney or a paralegal. It's requiring the speech language pathologist to understand that your words are going to be interpreted by people who have a legal framework that they have to work from.